Prague Zoo proudly announced a new arrival on Wednesday morning. A baby gorilla was born shortly after midnight, only the second gorilla ever born in the Czech Republic. Both mother and baby are healthy, and zoo staff have let out a sigh of relief. Only 6 weeks ago, another female gave birth to a stillborn child and nearly died herself during labour. Pavla Horakova has more.
The gorillas in the Prague Pavilion are real stars. Shortly after the first baby was born, over 2 years ago, cameras were installed in the house, which monitor the life inside for 24 hours a day, in a project put together by Czech Radio and Czech TV. This fact helped the zoo staff find out very soon last night that something was about to happen. Director Petr Fake.
After midnight, we had a phone call from one of the people who watched the 24-hour live internet broadcast, who said the group was unusually restless. Our expert team arrived at the pavilion instantly, and we followed the events. It was obvious Kijivu was in labor. It was very quick and smooth. It was all over in about 15 seconds. The mother cleaned the baby, bit off the umbilical cord, ate the placenta, and about 5 a.m. she fed the baby for the first time. The whole group looked on and was absolutely calm. The mother and the baby appear healthy. It looks like we have another healthy baby gorilla here at Prague Zoo.
During the birth, Kijivu's first child, 2.5-year-old Moya, was sitting astride the back of her aunt, Gamba, who has now recovered from the childbirth which ended in tragedy last month. She's one of the last gorillas in a European zoo born in the wild. At the age of 35, she's the oldest in the group, but her keepers have not given up hope that she will soon get pregnant again. As keeper Marek Zdansky says, the male in the group, Richard, has well proved his fertility.
First of all, we have to thank Richard, who is a powerful male. He has conceived 3 babies. Unfortunately, one was stillborn. And of course, we need to thank the other females in the whole group. Last but not least, I'd like to thank our keepers who look after the animals.
It now remains to choose a name for the little gorilla, but it will take a few months to determine the sex of the baby, as the keepers don't come into direct contact with the animals. In a few months' time, a new female will be brought to the group from another Czech zoo. The staff hope that both she and Kamba get pregnant soon.